You're listening to Colourful.
Just easing you down after a hard day at work. The Ghetto Heaven Show with me, Stretch Taylor. We bring real music back to the table Tuesday nights, 9 till midnight. You know how we get down. Now, tonight, it's my big pleasure to welcome back for my second interview here on Colourful with them. It's great to have with us tonight family and wife duo and my good friends now from across the pond to talk about their fantastic fourth album, Love Has No Recession. Patine and Asia, Kindred, the Family Soul, are you there?
What up, Stretch? How you feel, baby?
I'm doing well, my man. How are you? It's been a while.
Hey, man, everything is good, man. It's been a while, but it hasn't been long enough, I tell you, baby. Good to talk to you, baby.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Unfortunately, Asia's at the house, man. I couldn't get her on the line real fast, man, so I'm going to have to do this one on the solo.
Okay, no problem, man. Tell us about the album, Fatine. It's fantastic.
Man, I appreciate it very much, man. We're real happy with it. We're real excited. It's our fourth album, man. We got an opportunity to really get in there with a lot of special guests. Chuck Brown, Snoop Dogg, Bilal, Raheem Devon, Ursula Rucker, Lady Alma, Fred Yanné, Coco Brown, Rich Medina, man. We just got a plethora of excellently talented artists that wanted to share the light with us, and we appreciate that. They brought a lot of beautiful energy and strong and poignant statements and thoughts and ideas to the project to help us to make it a cohesive project, and we're just really excited about that. Everybody was just showed us a lot of love and respect, and we just overwhelmed by that, you know what I mean? But basically, the project and the process was really about trying to time capsule, in a way, an audio time capsule of the times that we're living in right now. These are tumultuous times, they're difficult times, they're enlightening times, they're extraordinary times that we're all living in right now, you know what I mean? And we just wanted to try to capture that in song so that people could find relatability and see themselves in it as well. We feel like it's a story about a family adjusting and adapting to all the circumstances that they find themselves faced with these days. Whether it's financial, social, emotional, all of those different things are taking a toll on all of us.
There's a lot of social commentary on the album. A lot different, lyrically changed up from your other albums, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say completely different. I think that we touch on some of those things in every record.
Yeah.
But it might be a little bit more at the forefront on this particular record simply because of what the title is. And the title kind of encompasses a little bit of what we do, but more of just going a little bit deeper, scratching the surface and trying to jump out of our comfort zone. Love is what we know and what we blossom in and flourish in very easily, but mix that with difficulty, financial unrest, all of those different things that everybody is feeling these days. That's where we found our niche on this particular record, and we just really feel like, and really feel proud of it. Of course, the end message is that love endures, and thankfully, me and Asia, even through difficult times, love has endured for us, and we find that to be the strongest point of our life and the strongest focus, and as long as we continue to stay focused on that, I think we're going to be good. Again, the theme is something that everybody can relate to. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is happening in every place and every corner in the world. And, you know, God willing, people, again, will identify with it, see themselves in the music, because it's not just about us. It really is our observation of those around.
You're listening to Colourful.